You are locked in to Locked On Badgers on a Tuesday and on a day where Wisconsin has a sports team in the Final Four of that sport. Wisconsin volleyball in one of not the greatest volleyball games, the best sporting events I've watched in my 4 years here at Wisconsin. Just pulled off a ridiculous fifth set win. They were expected to beat Florida, the eighth seed, coming in. It was not as easy as I think a lot of people thought it was going to be. And Wisconsin in the fifth set, we'll talk about it on this show for most of this episode. Wisconsin in the fifth set somehow, some way, got it out a win. They're going to the Final Four. They will face number four Texas on ESPN2, I believe tomorrow. I'll get you the exact time and date during this show. But my name is Asher Lowe, joined by Ben Kenny after that wild, wild volleyball win. We also have the College Football Super League to talk about. What in the world is the College Football Super League? Well, it's fake, but we'll get to it in a sec. And I'll try not to go on a European soccer rant. That is one box. If you're playing bingo at home, that's one box I haven't checked off in a while, is talking about European soccer. Today just might be the day, because the most wild story in the history of, I think, my lifetime in sports is happening right now.
Save it for Wednesday.
True.
Save it for Wednesday.
True. I'll save it for Wednesday. Ben, how you doing on a Tuesday?
I'm good, man. Happy Tuesday. I'm curious. So the kind of whole choreography of your Monday night goes watching Wisconsin volleyball, then another hour and a half of getting pissed off at the modern NBA on Twitter. And
no,
then
no. Easy. I do a lot of work during my day. Please.
No, I'm talking about
I watched Wisconsin volleyball while I made a nice dinner. And then made a nice dinner, have leftovers, a little meal prep during the week. You know what I'm saying? Monday meal prep. That's how we get it done. And then I watched the last – I watched literally just the overtime of the Bucks-Suns game, just overtime, NBA League Pass. It's a great thing to have. Although they blackout Milwaukee Bucks games, so I don't know why I'm saying that. I watched that on SportsCenter completely illegally, but whatever. Whatever. I'm just curious if I don't get fined. And, yes, that was the one of the worst Gen Z cuck modern NBA endings I've ever seen. That call on – and I know a lot of you care about this, so I can actually talk about it for a sec. That call on P.J. Tucker would not have been called 10 years ago when I was growing up watching this as a kid. Would not have been called for the last 30, 40 years. Back to the 60s, it actually might have been called. They actually would have probably called that. But in the last 30, 40 years of modern basketball, they would never have made that call. The game is lost. The officials are lost. The product is lost. The regular season is almost a joke. And then when it's not a joke, like it wasn't tonight, where people were healthy, it was a great game, playing hard, the officials make it a joke. And it's not even the officials' fault. It's the league's fault. But it would take me years to explain that. I can't do that on one podcast, especially when I'm trying to talk about Wisconsin volleyball. So, Ben, you already got me off to a great start here. Make sure you listen to this podcast. Follow if you're on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. You can find Locked On Badgers. Find us on Twitter at Locked On Badgers, at AOW_33 at Ben Z Kenny. And this is a Wisconsin basketball and football podcast, although you may not think it was. It actually is. But it's also a Wisconsin volleyball podcast, Ben.
Volleyball school, baby.
What a win.
That game was nuts. First of all, the television product of college volleyball, especially championship college volleyball, is one of the coolest things I've ever watched. That entire match. Because unlike most sports where you might have long delays in the game, like the whole college basketball football halftime show goes like 20, 30 minutes, and you just get bored and you don't know what to do. This is just like wire-to-wire action, but it also has natural stops in play where you can kind of catch your breath. You know, it's not just you need to be kind of staring at the TV and alert every 3 seconds. And so that was my first takeaway, is that it was tremendously entertaining to watch. But also, and then it happened to be a pretty cool game.
So as a broadcaster, I think that's interesting, because I've called some games for WSUM over the last few years for Wisconsin volleyball. And it's one of my favorite, and I don't know it as well as I know basketball, as well as I know football, as well as I know softball, as well as I know soccer, as well as I know basically any other sport I call, right? It's a very different thing for me trying to call volleyball. I had to learn a lot just to be able to even talk on the mic about volleyball, let alone I have a long way to go learning about the sport and learning the intricacies of reviews and why they're stopping here and what's the net violation. Like, why is that a net violation? Why was that Wisconsin's point? Why are they challenging this? All that kind of stuff you got to learn. But the one thing I always loved about it on the radio calling it, and I hopefully I get to call way more games in the future. The one thing I love about it is that the pace is perfect for a radio call, because unlike basketball, where it's usually just a lot of action really, really fast, and there's not a ton of stops, although unless it's the last 3 minutes of a modern NBA game, there's not a ton
or
of stops.
College. Or college.
If Borowski's officiating, especially.
There you go. Bingo card.
Bingo card. Check it off. But it's perfect because there's that fast rush of action that takes like 10 seconds, 15 seconds, maybe a long rally's 30 seconds. And then, boom, you can catch your breath, reset the play. What's the score? What's the set? Who just had a kill, right? Like all that stuff, you can reset every single point, and it's really nice as a broadcaster. It's a perfect, perfect balance. Wisconsin is, as they tweeted out, going to Omaha. Wait, we're staying in Omaha, because usually the Final Four is in Omaha. They're playing most of their games in Omaha because of – I think they started in Omaha in the Sweet 16 was the round they started in Omaha in, but it's a bubble format like many of these college tournaments have been for throughout various sports. But Wisconsin got it done, a 3-2 win over Florida in five sets, the only time all year, by the way, that this Wisconsin team has gone, been pushed to five sets. And their backs were against the wall, Ben, like they haven't been all year. I tweeted out during this game that watching most Wisconsin volleyball matches this year has just been chill. Like, I'm just casually paying attention. Wisconsin's dominating the game. It's never really close. You're just enjoying the greatness. Tonight was not like that at all. From the very beginning, when Florida made a run in that first set to come back, I knew this was different.
Yeah, it wasn't. And, I mean, I'll be up front. I haven't watched every single of their games or matches this year. But, I mean, even as soon as you turn the television on, I think her name was Thayer Hall on Florida. Some of Florida's players, I don't know, I haven't seen them play this year, but they were playing out of their minds. All I know was going down, like, the stretch of the fourth set when it was clear there was going to be a fifth. First of all, I just saw their little logo on the side of the court. No, I know. I was ready to cancel the state if Wisconsin had lost. But I think Wisconsin goes down, what, like 11-8, 11-7 in the fifth set?
It was 9-6, I think, was the biggest deficit in that fifth set. It was 9-6, and you play, remember, the fifth set is to 15, whereas every other set is to 25, win by two. So going down 9-6 in a set to 15 for your lives is a pretty big deal.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. And it also – like, when you watch Wisconsin play, it's very clear that Dana Recke is an absolute star. But it's much more of, like, a full team game than you might expect when you read a headline where Dana Recke just kind of controls the game and dominates. Like, that was everyone on the court. And even a couple of the people on the team they were talking about were having off nights. Down the stretch, they were all there to win it at the end.
And Dana bounced back today, played really well for most of this game. But I don't think she was the best player on the court. I think she wouldn't tell you she was. That's just who she is. I think she would also give the credit to the person that deserves it tonight. Molly Haggerty deserves it above anybody else to me. Led this team in kills with 17. But if you listen to the broadcast, which was a very good broadcast on ESPNU, I love it when Holly Rowe does a fantastic job during volleyball doing the sideline reporting. She always has awesome anecdotes. She did last year's – or 2 years ago, obviously, but – of last year's cancellations, but 2019's NCAA tournament run, if you remember her from the Wisconsin run to the national championship game, she does all the sideline stuff for volleyball usually, and she was just fantastic having all these stories that she was filling in with. And one of the things she said was, I think there was a timeout at 9-7, 9-8 with Wisconsin down, and it was Molly Haggerty's voice in the huddle that she said that she heard as the leader of that team said, you know, we're not going home. Like, we're not going home. And it was Haggerty in the fifth set with her play, had a huge kill, cross-court kill to make it 9-7 when Wisconsin was down 9-6. And I think that really turned the tide. It was Retke that finished it off. But Haggerty in the middle of that set kept Wisconsin alive, like on multiple different points, winning them those points. She was at her absolute best. It is definitely not just Dana Retke with this team. It is so much more. Sydney Hilly was fantastic. She's the best setter in the country. But she was just perfect back sets, perfect setups for Haggerty. She was awesome to watch. Lauren Barnes had a couple crazy digs where she dove on the floor, somehow got to the ball. That's number one in Red Bend, the libero, who was just ridiculous to watch with the way she keeps the ball alive, never quits. And she's like that all year, but this was a different level because of how well Florida played. I think you're right. Florida was awesome and better than they've been all year, according to those analysts that had watched Florida all year on ESPN were saying that was the best they've seen them play. And for Wisconsin to weather that storm, I think it speaks volumes about who this team is, the seniors they have, which Hagerty's a senior, Retke's a senior, Hilly's a senior. And listen, national championship or bust, it's still on. And Texas is the next opponent.
Yeah. Yeah, which I'm inevitably going to bring out some Texas being not back jokes where if the Badgers are to win that next game. I have one winner from tonight. Did you see this? Did you see what Wisconsin Volleyball tweeted after the game?
Well, okay, first of all, shout out to whoever runs the Wisconsin Volleyball account. That is
A1.
It's not even close. That is the best Wisconsin-related account on Twitter. That makes Ben and I look like absolute clowns.
Right,
How good their tweets are. Like, that, like, Bucky's fifth is great. Wisconsin Volleyball's team account is far and away the best Wisconsin account on Twitter.
Unbelievable. So after the game, I'm assuming you saw this if you're saying that. After the game, Wisconsin Volleyball tweets a video of a real-life Badger, a real Badger, holding a gator by its mouth and walking around with it. By far the coolest thing I saw after the game. Wisconsin 2 at the end. Counting in all the Twitter stuff, Wisconsin 2, Florida 0. And if anyone posts the video of Chris Chiosa from 2017 or whatever year it was, just block
it. Chiosa!
Yeah, ugh. Who did it? Adam Dubin.
Vernon Lund was going to call. Adam Dubin, Gators Wire. Shout out Gators
Wire. Gators Wire. Decided to go a little over the rope, Chris Chiosa video on top of –
I think Matt Zemek, speaking of the Wire sites, Trojans Wire was tweeting out that this makes up for the Chiosa game winner, which I don't think anything makes up for that.
I don't think
because
it
that, yeah, that, yeah. I'm not going to say anything more about that. I'm not going to say anything more about that at all.
No.
I'm going to tell you about something much better than that game.
Hey.
RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is the place to go for all of your car part needs. If you need a single part, if you need a quick change on your car, something's wrong, something's broken, and you can make it a quick fix, the best place to do it for your money at wholesale prices with a family-run business is rockauto.com. R-O-C-K-A-U-T-O, rockauto.com. You go on the site. You go on that left side of the site. There's a search function, and you can find any part from any maker model of all time, essentially. Every single part you might need, it's on rockauto.com at wholesale prices. In their checkout, make sure you click on that How Did You Hear About Us box and tell them that Locked On sent you. How Did You Hear About Us box, tell them Locked On sent you. RockAuto.com, R-O-C-K-A-U-T-O, RockAuto, RockAuto, RockAuto.com. The Locked On NFL Draft experience is here, Ben. The Locked On NFL team is putting together the Locked On NFL mock draft with all the hosts from around the network. Make sure you catch that at Locked On NFL Draft, wherever you get your podcast. It is a lot of fun every time they do this. And unfortunately, I won't be a part of it this year. You won't be a part of it because simply we don't have likely Wisconsin first rounders. We were a part of it last year with some Zach Bond, Jonathan Taylor previews, but no first or second rounders likely for Wisconsin football. You never know, but likely no early guys taken. But it's going to be an awesome NFL mock draft with all the experts from around the country. Really, nobody else, no other network can do something like this.
I want to adopt Quinn Meinertz, the UW Whitewater offensive lineman, famous at the Senior Bowl for playing with his whole belly out and just destroying people. I want to adopt him as an honorary Badger for draft season. But the mock draft shows are unbelievably good, super good.
Quinn, welcome to Madison.
Yeah.
Welcome to Madison.
Part of the family.
Part of the Locked On Badgers family. You know who's not part of the Locked On Badgers family, Ben?
The entire state of Nebraska.
Wow, you were really ready for that segue. Perfect.
I've had a really I've had a tough year with the state of Nebraska.
Have you now?
Really tough.
Wow.
Do you remember
has it ever been a good year for you with the state of Nebraska?
Not really, but this one, this has been the worst. This has by far been the worst. Do you remember during football season, after the Michigan win and after the team's COVID outbreak was announced, after it was announced that Graham Mertz and Chase Wolfe had both tested positive, do you remember what one of the biggest Nebraska sports radio stations tweeted? Did that talk to you about this ever?
I absolutely remember what they tweeted out. Yes.
They tweeted saying if Nebraska were in said position that Wisconsin was, where their quarterbacks had COVID, because the game was canceled, they said, would the game have been canceled? Pretty much saying, is Barry Alvarez and the Wisconsin football program and Wisconsin athletics the state of Wisconsin, anybody who cares about the integrity of college football, called Wisconsin out for ducking out of a football game against a Nebraska team that has finished fifth in the Big Ten West for 5 years in a row, that left the Big 12 because the Big 12 didn't want him, has gone to the Big Ten West and doesn't win. They have beaten Wisconsin once in the last 9 years, and I believe that was right before Wisconsin ran all over them in the Big Ten championship. And since then, I do not think they have held a Wisconsin running back to under 350 yards.
So that brings us to the question of why on earth are we talking about Nebraska?
Because you talk about the soccer thing.
Well, I mean, we bring up Nebraska from time to time on this show, no doubt about it. But The Athletic's Andy Staples, writer over theathletic.com, decided to put together his college football Super League. And if you've been following world soccer at all, if you're a European soccer fan, then you've heard, even if you're not probably at this point, you've heard the term Super League.
Let me say this. I don't know. I would be lying to the world if I said I knew anything about European soccer. Explain it to me too, because I'm totally lost at what even the idea is.
Okay. So I will preface this by saying that I am a huge soccer fan, huge Premier League fan. And I think even huge Premier League fans right now don't fully understand what this really means. But here's what we know about it, and here's kind of the idea. They're taking all the best teams. So I think it's 10 of the best teams in the world traditionally. So you have Barcelona, Real, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City, Man U.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok that said the German teams were not participating.
Correct. No Bayern Munich, and I believe no PSG. Yep, no PSG. And so you're taking all the top teams in the world and you're throwing them in the same league, uncorrupted or run by UEFA or the FIFA governing body, which really runs everything in world football. They run the World Cup. They run the Euros. They have say over every league. And basically, they have say in almost everything. Mm-hmm. And you're taking it away from their hands because the owners want to make more money. And okay, it's not terrible for the players because the players make more money. But because UEFA and FIFA are saying, whoa, you can't just leave your league. So if you go to this Super League, you're not going to be able to play in your league anymore domestically. So you can't play in the English League. You can't play in the Spanish League. But it's worse than that. They're saying you can't play in the FIFA World Cup if you are a player that plays on one of these teams. So essentially that would take out all the best players from the FIFA World Cup that you could possibly have. Will they go through with that? I don't know. And I don't think so. But that's still a big statement to say. All the players, almost all the players are against it, almost every single one. It ruins football. It takes you out of your domestic league. It ruins the experience for fans, right? Like, how much harder is it for fans to travel, first of all, to go to those games? It's going to be more expensive for sure. It doesn't have the same pedigree. And we already have this competition, Ben. That's the craziest thing. They already have a competition for the best teams in Europe. It's called the Champions League. It happens every year. Like, it already exists as a thing. Yeah. It's very prestigious and a big deal and a huge deal. But it's run by those same people, and the owners want more money. It's American owners. It's American billionaires literally trying to take over this new thing. They've taken over everything else, but they're trying to take over this new thing. And so, yeah, that's the deal.
You know what?
What?
You know what? I think I know why Nebraska was in Andy Staples' Super League.
Yeah, because they're traditionally great, maybe?
No. They're not traditionally great. They were great when our dads were kids.
I know. But I'm just saying. Anyway, that real quick, before we talk about Nebraska, the Athletic – created a college football Super League. Wisconsin was left out of it. Nebraska was in it. So if there were the best teams in college football in one league, this would be it, according to Andy Staples. It's all the usual suspects: Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State. But the weirdest one by far, I think we can both agree, was Nebraska in over Wisconsin, over other teams too. I mean, Nebraska is not even top 50 for my Super League.
You know what? I'm happy about it. I'm coming out now from what you explained and from what I just Googled. I'm denouncing the UEFA, whatever you want to call it. I'm denouncing that Super League. If I were Wisconsin, I wouldn't want to be in it anyway. But I think I know why Nebraska's in it. It's because it's these or traditionally rich teams pretty much looking to leave other little guys behind and looking for a handout. And while Nebraska has nothing to do with this, it was an athletic writer, but whatever, we're going to pretend that it was, they're still trying to be one of the big guys. They're trying to relive the glory days.
And there's always that part of Nebraska fans that think they're still in the glory days. I've met a lot of nice Nebraska fans, I will say, that like in person, like they're not like mean at all. Like, just on Twitter, they just think they're in the glory days. I mean, every Big Ten fan base kind of has its issues on Twitter. Like, it's twitter.com for I mean, like, it's Twitter. Okay, I get it. But Nebraska fans on Twitter, and as you mentioned earlier, Nebraska radio show accounts on Twitter.
That was what got me. That was what really got me, because if you have anyone out there tweeting it, like if you're not paid to be on radio or talk about whatever, and you're tweeting, you know, why are they ducking out of the game? Like, that's just what you get on an app like Twitter. But if you're a prominent radio station, and this is like a long time ago, and I'm kind of happy it's brought up now because it gets the juices going. I don't know why you're out there pretty much trying to call out the Big Ten or another team for rigging everything against you and not trying to play a game. But looking back, you know, we were going to talk about why Nebraska was in the Super League at the start. I'm happy Wisconsin was left out. Now that I know like more than zero about it, I'm coming out, I'm denouncing it.
So Wisconsin left out of the College Football Super League. Nebraska's in because, as Ben said, they were great before Ben and I were born and talking about sports. Ben, Nebraska, still a joke, still going to be bad this year, and simply will probably not be good for the next 40 years. I'll be perfectly honest. I don't see them like coming back anytime soon. I'll just say that.
No, but if preseason rankings and everyone's talk about Adrian Martinez finally becoming the Heisman and about how Scott Frost is like doing a great job, if people's preseason talk mattered, then yeah, they'd be a top 25 team.
Remember 2 years ago, the preseason talk? Oh, it was awesome.
It was so funny.
Unbelievable. It was unbelievable that year.
And then JT ran for like, I don't know how much he ran for that game. It's like 403.
He ran for infinity.
He didn't even play the second.
Running backs always do to the state of Nebraska. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game, with a ton of flavors, new and old. The classics, the coconut, the double chocolate, the mint brownie, all the classics, banana bread, and then some new additions, some lemon almond cheesecake, some cherry barcia. You got to try them all at BuiltBar.com. The best part about these bars is they sound like I'm reading off cakes, muffins, like candy. They are not any of that. They are bars packed with 18 to 20 grams of protein, couple grams of fat, and 150 to 170 calories. The perfect post, pre, middle of the day workout snack, post work snack. Just the perfect thing to get you over that hump in your day. BuiltBar.com, order a variety pack. So many good flavors to try.
It is the perfect golf snack. I went golfing today. It was a little too cold, but enjoyed myself. It is the perfect golf snack because you're not really going to like go bring a meal to your four-hour golf game, match, whatever you want to call it. It is the perfect golf snack. You bring two of them to the course, eat one on the front nine, one on the back nine. You're energized. You're not hungry. Tastes great.
Built Bar. Apparently also the official bar of golf. And I kind of like that too. That makes a lot of sense to me. Why it'd be a great place like, on a golf course.
Yeah, it's the same way that like you would go play pickup basketball or do anything and your parent would give you one of those like super old protein bars that I forget the name of. You know what I'm talking about?
Bars like those?
I don't even know. My childhood is like associated with this one protein bar.
This is going off the rails.
Summer baseball games.
This is absolutely going off the rails here.
Built Bar is the
perfect golf. We somehow just went from Built Bar to Ben Summer Baseball. I mean, this is off the rails here on Locked On Badgers today on a Tuesday. All right.
What are you going to do?
Let's tell people how they can get a discount, though. Built Bar 15, Locked On 15. Sorry, Locked On 15 at BuiltBar.com. Locked On 15. Locked On 15 is the code. 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Locked On 15, BuiltBar.com. Ben, Wisconsin plays Texas. Is Texas back, as you already mentioned? We'll see. Wisconsin and Texas, the 1 versus 4, Wisconsin volleyball versus Texas in the national semifinals. Pulling up the bracket right now as we look ahead, the road for Wisconsin after their ridiculous 5-set thriller over Florida. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the only time Wisconsin has gone to 5 sets. Thursday night is the Final Four. Wisconsin and Texas, the Longhorns, 16-0 in the Big 12, 26-1 overall. And the Big 12, by the way, played a fall season. So they've actually played fall and spring now. That's why they have 27 games played. Wisconsin, a perfect 18-0 and 15-0 in the Big Ten, 3-0, of course, in this NCAA tournament. Wins over Weber State, BYU, and now over Florida. I cannot wait to watch this team go win a national championship. They deserve it.
Yeah, as long as they're off ESPN3, which is the stupidest thing ever, as long as they're on ESPNU, ESPN2, places where everyone can watch, I love it. I'm excited.
Well, great news for you. ESPN2 on Thursday night is the day. Wisconsin and Texas. As always, on Wisconsin, the Badgers are in the Final Four, and Ben somehow got to his childhood baseball days from Built Bar.
Hey, I'll see you guys on Wednesday.